You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
This is part two of episode 30, Sam, Mike and Don. Don is, no, because no one could hear the woman singing because she's not singing at the minute. There was an audition going on upstairs where we do the podcast from, Mike. I know you know this because you're here sitting opposite me and can hear it yourself.
Where's Don?
Don's up listening to this woman do a audition. So if you can hear us singing over the top of us, that'll probably... Don's infatuated by it. He's left us.
Where is the discipline in this group? You do an interview last week by yourself sell it as Don, Mike and Sam.
Of course. Would I leave you out even if I do it myself? I did it myself because you were down at your summer residence and couldn't get your aught into your car and drive up the highway.
Where
to
was
come
Donald?
Don
comes here on 10 minutes' notice. Where was he?
Well, 10 minutes' notice, but takes him 2 hours to get here because he's got to actually finish up with the horse and give it a kiss goodbye and touch it up or whatever. I'm a bit worried about what he's doing with the horses down there, to be quite honest. I'm going to send, what's that bloke who used to be in the RSPCO?
Hugh Worth.
Hugh.
That's a good get.
He's going to go down and get a Hugh Worth is going to seriously look at what Don does with those horses because it could be animal cruelty or
so. Ash was good, was
bestiality.
She?
Bestiality. What?
Ash?
Well, Mick, I
two
did
episodes of Ash.
No, well, only as a filler, not
as a filler. She'll be pleased to hear that.
Only as a filler because you couldn't bring yourself to be here. I sent her while she was waiting for you to come. When we got well, I sent her down to Bill Ferg, so she went down there to the cave.
Okay.
Now, Mick, this is the first serious. Before we get onto some frivolity and there's some very, very ridiculous things to speak about, could you tell me this? Now, I'm serious about this. The University of Canberra is accepting Chinese students who have enrolled in the university to come from China. Where else? We don't know what provinces they're coming from, but when they arrive here, listen to this, they have got to go into...
quarantine.
Enforced quarantine until they can be cleared of the coronavirus. Would you tell me why?
No.
We are allowing people from China to come on until they've been tested over in their country. Do you know why they're being allowed in?
Yeah, of course I know. Because money. They pay fees.
That's right. And the university is taking the money and not worrying about the risk of health.
And I don't say this very often, but I agree totally with your new hero, Mark Latham, on this.
Well, Mark Latham has got some very interesting things to say about this country. And while I was never a supporter of Mark's because he was on the wrong camp politically with me, he should be a great hero of yours, but he makes a lot of sense in a lot of the things he says.
We should change the names of all the universities in Australia to the University of Beijing, Melbourne campus, Brisbane campus, Sydney campus.
Yeah, and listen to this. A friend of mine was down in Tasmania last week and she said all the notices up on tourism and that is in Chinese writing on top of the English. It's Chinese first and then underneath it gives the English version of where to go and what's on. What are we doing?
No idea.
And why are we doing it?
Because
we're corrupt.
Money.
Corrupt.
Well,
that's what it is.
We're driven
money.
By money. Whether that makes you corrupt is another thing, but we're driven by money. I don't know. I can't understand why they're free to do that. Why the government doesn't sort of say there's got to be some legislation. And what about, can all the Aussie kids get into university?
Of course they can't, Mick. Of course they can't. It's not, because it's a meritocracy.
What's that mean?
I think you get there. You
on
don't
merit?
Get either that or you don't get there on your merit.
Or it depends on what your bank balance is.
That's was my point. It's a meritocracy to do with finance.
Can I ask you a serious one
you
now?
You can ask me anything you like, Mike. Well, we're just filling in until Don's finished listening.
How
to
will
the
he
audition.
Be when he comes down here? You reckon Mount Vesuvius was rugged?
Yeah.
Hey,
Don!
No, before the border medal.
Who?
the Alan Border medal last night. How does David Warner win that?
Well,
he had the worst Ashes series in history, and he wins the Player of the Year.
Okay, well, what do you tell me? Answer your own question. What is the rationale? Why? How does he win that?
Well, because he made 4 million runs in the against Pakistan and the World Cup.
So had the judging for the Border medal finished after he had an ordinary section of his career?
As I understand it, the Ashes series was relevant.
Yep,
that's right. Yeah, and he. Anyone else but David Warner would have been dropped from that team in the Ashes. And Stephen Smith went out there with... He was like Bill Ferg. He had no arms and no legs. And he could barely get out to the centre. And he was concussed. And he averaged, you know, 60 or 70. I've got nothing against Warner. Who's I like Warner.
Who's he married to?
David Warner.
Candice?
You know Candice.
I know her, but I'm saying he could
You do
take,
know her, don't you?
I do know her, Mick. He could take Candice, his wife, down for Valentine's Day.
Oh, to the cave.
And get crabs down there. With Bill. He could. No, he's got enormous crabs down there, Bill, for Valentine's Day.
What about his cods? How do you know her again?
I met her at a sports function. I met her at a sports function in Perth some years ago. Yes. Yes. What? Yes. Yep.
Where was the sports function?
Oh, I haven't got the address. It was at some, might have been.
Was it at the function or post function?
I met her at the function.
Okay.
And here he is.
Oh, he is here.
Yeah.
Oh, come in, Don. We're only halfway
telling
through.
You, Don, what did you think we come in here for? To listen to people doing auditions?
Yeah, I've just...
Careful with the microphone.
Oh, sorry, you've been in half an hour and fixed all the mics. Mm-hmm. Did you talk about security, Michael, cyber security?
Well, I asked him about Ash Pollard and where you were and where I was.
Yeah, we've
you've asked that. Yeah. I thought someone had...
Well, you weren't here for 20 minutes.
I've yelled out to you twice. How is the girl doing an audition?
Good. Excuse me.
What's she auditioning for?
Top Dog Entertainment. Yeah. She's very good. Sounded a little bit like Minnie Riperton. Do you remember Minnie Riperton?
She sounded like Minnie Riperton.
1975,
she?
Loving You.
Jeez.
So she got that top scale. She was very good.
Got the top scale.
Anyway, Mick, did you address the cyber security risk we had last week?
Someone pretended to be Sam?
Well, yeah, I thought someone pretended to be, because we weren't here.
No, it was him. He's owned up to that. He said that you were unavailable because you were with your horses and I was at Sarita.
Oh, was I?
That's what he said, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't asked.
No, nor was I.
How long did the podcast go for, Mick?
I know you're a lovable man.
Two episodes
with one guest.
Yep.
You've become a congenital liar, Mick, you know that. You've become a liar.
Were you infatuated,
don't,
John?
Don't let your credibility start to waver now, man. I've asked you several times, could you come in and speak? And you said, no, I'm not driving up from the summer residence. I'm only down here in the summer. And if you
know
you
when I, you know when I was asked about Ash Pollard? The night before. At 8:30 the night before.
I came in, it was half an hour's notice.
That's not true.
That
someone
is,
who knows better and knows your affairs intimately.
You're realising it now. He's not a team player.
Oh, well, we've been doing this while you've been up listening to an audition, Don. Get down here amongst us.
I want to ask you, you're a man of principle, I think. What did you make of David Warner winning the Border medal last night?
Well, why not? He performed well through the summer.
He averaged 2 in the Ashes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Michael, he crashed in the Ashes.
Can you speak into that?
He crashed into the Ashes.
How long do we have to tell you to speak into the microphone?
Okay, you're professional.
Don't touch it!
The Ashes are like the finals, Don.
Yes, but he did perform well in the other two.
What, in the Marsh Cup Series or whatever
it's
called?
Well, who would you have put above him?
Stephen Smith. And the Australian captain, Tim Payne, said he thought Pat Cummins would win, so...
Cummings, yeah, that's a very good... Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, Cummings. Yeah.
And we've already... Have you finished that? His opinion on it?
What was your opinion?
Well, I didn't realise he'd won the medal, and I thought...
You didn't realise he'd won the medal?
Is that me? What the
That's Channel
that?
9 ringing to say that the Border medal was on last night.
I didn't realise... I'll just turn that off. I didn't realise... when the voting period went for, because it's like a Brownlow. It's not like the Brownlow at all. It's no. like no, it's not. It's like winning the Oscars. You can if the period of time that you're judging falls at the start of the year, but there's some shit.
No, the Ashes were in it.
All right. Well, I don't know. Did they give you a credible explanation as to why?
Well, only that he got the most votes. But
hey, listen, guys,
because he got. Why did they say? Well, despite having a, they should have said a rider. Despite having a bad Ashes series, this is why
the problem is you can't weight these. I mean, the Ashes votes are no more valuable than the games in the World Cup and the Pakistan Test series, which we bolted in.
Yep.
So that's the difficulty
all
with
right,
this.
Well, but then that would probably be a good reason.
But
why
I,
then.
I cannot. If you're about to get dropped from an Ashes campaign, how could you be the Player of the Year?
Because well, you just said you can't differentiate between competitions.
They don't differentiate, but they should have.
Well, we, Don, we covered why we covered Chinese students being put in quarantine.
That's
coming
good.
In. Yep. Yeah. Why would we be having them here in the first place?
Mm.
Listen, and I see. And the point of this is that Qantas, they weren't allowed to evacuate Qantas, who is run by.
Oh, here we go, Mr. and Mrs. Joyce.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Joyce.
Mr. and Mr. Joyce, oh, you fool, Donald. Mr. Joyce.
Can we go through a program without referring to Mr.
Well,
and Mr.
Qantas
Joyce?
Qantas have been barred. Why would China bar Qantas if Mr. Joyce went over, even with his husband, went over and said to Chiang Pai-ping.
His husband is steward, isn't
Chiang Pai-ping or whatever the head of China is, said, why won't you let Australians get on the plane and can't we bring them back? I can't understand why Mr. Joyce wouldn't be able to do that.
But didn't you just complain either about Chinese students being brought to Australia?
No, this
and then
is
put into quarantine?
No, this is evacuating Australian citizens.
Yeah, but isn't it the same principle?
Well, if you're an Australian citizen, surely you can ask your government to bring you back and put you into quarantine. It's when you're bringing aliens, that is Chinese students. Well, they're aliens.
No, they're from outer space, aliens.
Oh, you're from outer space. Aliens, in,
is that
illegal
right?
aliens, that's what they call people. They're not illegal, but they're aliens because they're from outside coming in and they're not citizens. That's reasonable.
I'll just check.
What you say?
He checks his
of course, that's what they're called, they're illegal aliens.
How do we go on the phone, Mike?
Just going, Donald.
Illegal.
Anyway, guys, we're starting to get some attention. Well, actually, this relates to you. Carolyn from Listerfield listens to our podcast with her husband in bed. And Carolyn would like to know a little bit more about your love life. How are you going with the coffees?
Jeez.
What was now, that? This is what she... I am serious.
I'm a coffee-holic.
Yes.
It's not translating to anything meaningful.
Okay, well, Carolyn.
I have no idea what you're both talking about. What are you talking about?
Well, he has coffees with a lot of ladies, and Carolyn has picked up on this.
Who's Carolyn?
She lives at Listerfield, I told you. Okay.
And she's in bed with...
with her husband, and she listens to our podcast.
I would say Carolyn has to get her life.
Okay.
If she's lying in bed with her husband listening to us, is she?
Well,
what about
don't we want
doing
that to
any
happen?
Horizontal folk dancing with him?
Well, I don't know, but they're listening intently and having a laugh. She said they have a laugh together.
Do they? Listen to our podcast. Do you make them chuckle, Donald?
No, you
give
don't, Johnny. You're the star.
Give them some, some of your best one-liners.
No,
God, make her giggle now. She might
I
fall out of bed.
Compete.
Give her one of your best jokes now and see if you can make her fall out of the rack. Go
just
on.
Just looking at you, I've been watching Married at First Sight.
Yeah. She's watching that.
No, I have been watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And just looking at you, you reminded me of Married at First Sight.
All right, Donald. So
I couldn't believe these women do themselves up now with
what are you doing watching Married at First Sight?
I've got nothing else to watch.
I think you're a bit randy. You're a bit, honestly, it's an old-fashioned term that I think you're a bit knob-happy. Donald.
Yeah, but listen, I've had...
Bit knob happy.
Knob happy.
I've had the cancer.
You're a knob jockey. What?
What have you had?
The cancer.
What do you mean?
Well, prostate cancer.
Prostate.
So, there's not much good being randy when you've had that.
Well, you tell me you can get an erection, you can crack fleas on, Donald. You did. You said...
Oh, did I?
You said... Well,
jeez, he's running away with the truth.
Hey, tell Donald, me about... you said you could inject yourself like that friend that you weren't allowed to mention, David Parkin. You said he...
What?
Had, you said he had a hard-on for 2 days. And had to go to the doctor to get it dissipated.
I told you that and said not to tell anyone.
Well, he's told it at functions that Don goes to.
What is Don?
You said that at the prostate meetings that if people are having trouble getting erectile, they can stick an injection in their snag and it out she balloons. And seriously, you could hang up 8 or 9 bath towels on the end of it. You told me that, Don.
Out she balloons.
Out she balloons.
Is that a medical term?
it's an apocryphal out she balloons. Donald, please.
Don't stop it. You look,
Don,
you sound
please.
Like you...
That's Don with his hand. He's not whacking himself on the counter. So that's what you told me.
Don, well, get your head up the top.
I don't know why that's humorous. You told me that. Well, you did.
Okay.
Speaking of that, did you... Now, Shane yep. Warne, who is, yeah. who is absolutely
I'd like to know about
prevalent on the social media, he put up... Now, there's a reason I'm saying this. Mm-hmm. He put up about... is it Chris Martin? Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Yeah.
Showing how Chris Martin taught him to play the harmonica just by blowing into it, and then they synthesized it, and he went to a concert and invited Shane. And the reason I'm telling you is invited him out of the audience at the concert at the Rod Laver Arena, and Shane blew into it and said, Chris Martin said, here's Shane Warne, and you mightn't think he can play the harmonica, and he blew into it, and they did the rest just by the noise. And the reason I'm saying this, that Chris Martin was married to Gwyneth Paltrow. Now listen to this. Gwyneth Paltrow has bought out a range of scent
She's
candles.
Brought it out.
Brought them out. A range of scent candles called, they're called vagina candles. And
really?
They, she
you,
says.
You're not serious.
Don, she says they
you
smell like her
serious.
Vagina. Now, I want to know. And someone said that Elton John had bought an outer of them.
A what?
An outer.
An outer of what?
An outer of vagina candles, Don.
What's an outer? What's
an outer is a whole big packing case of them.
Is it?
Yeah, so I don't know if that might have been a lie.
O-U-T-E-R.
Outer, yeah, an outer, you know.
Like when you stand at the footy?
You know, when you get one, you get one packet of something out of a box. Well, if you get the whole box, it's called an outer.
I never knew that.
No, I didn't know that. On. We learn something every day. Yeah.
So would you buy any of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candles? And what would a vagina candle smell like, do you think?
You can pick
go down. You go down to the lobster cave and ask Bill. Bill might have vagina candles down there out in the kitchen.
You run
the gauntlet, well, don't
asking
you know?
What
you,
is a vagina
you
candle?
You tell us how it'd smell.
can we move
I'm
on from
just
this?
Trying, no, Mick.
No, seriously.
She,
I know what... Don't purport.
No,
she
don't
has
pretend
a company,
to be serious.
She has a company called Goop. Doesn't she? Yeah. It's called Goop. That's her...
It's 3 weeks old.
Well, I've just heard it. And I've staggered by it.
Mm.
Well, there's a lot... 3 weeks... Have we spoken about it before?
Well...
What the fuck are you talking about, everyone else? We haven't spoken about it, and I'm asking my two co-hosts here. Yeah. Have you ever heard of someone marketing vagina candles and saying that they smell like their vagina?
What?
It's extraordinary. What? Don't say what. That's what it is. And I'm asking you, what do you think the aroma would be, Donald?
Yeah, are you really? Are you?
Well, what do you think it would
well,
be?
Well, you answer this question.
Which question?
Without saying going down to Bill Fergs.
Well, then why would you market that as just a ploy to be basically mischievously crass?
Commercial.
Crass. Isn't it?
Well.
Vagina candles.
Well, what does she say, therefore?
Michael, don't encourage him.
To put a fragrant scent into the room. What do you think scented candles are?
Wind it up, mate. Now, listen, I heard a rumour. Rumour, is it true? Tennis. When you went to the tennis on the scooter,
yes,
you caused a disturbance.
Do you have a license?
Yes,
you did.
Did you raise the issue about somebody's mobile phone?
Well,
made more noise than the lady and the mobile phone.
No, not at all, Donald.
Well, that's what I heard.
Well, seeing as you're asking the person involved, I will tell you the story. I went to the tennis to watch Federer and Djokovic with a friend that we can't name, Rod Law. And we were sitting there and this woman, who is a woman from, looked like a Uganda lady or a lady from African.
Yeah, well, she was black.
As the ace of spades.
Right.
And so that's fine. And I'm white as a snowflake. So you got it in black and white, no matter how you read it. So she's sitting in front of us, and the phone rings quite loudly. It goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And everyone looked at her, and we all looked at her, and she fumbled around with it. And 30 seconds later, like loudly, I'm surprised the chair didn't say, excuse me, could we turn mobile devices off? And she fiddled around with it and she put it down and blow me down. 30 seconds later, someone had left her a message. It went bing, 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 as if to be alerted that there's a message. And I said, hey, Dahl. I think I said Dahl.
Well, that's condescending, number one.
I said, turn the fucking thing off.
Yeah. In the at the tennis,
that's a direct
to
quote.
Her,
yeah?
She was.
You swore.
She was sitting one row in front of me, and I leant over and I said, "How about you turn? How about you turn the fucking thing off?"
Oh. Yeah. To which she said,
"Hang on, no, just a minute." So everyone who could hear it, I got a thumbs up and say, "Well done, good." And I said, "Well, Jesus." So the woman was actually very accepting of that. And she said, I don't know how to turn it off.
Well, you could have helped her.
Don, she said, I don't know how to turn it off. I said, well, give it to me. Here's me thinking, Christ, I hope I can
turn some words out of this.
Oh, go on. Well, come on.
Oh, Rod, is there more to the story?
Come on.
Where's the microphone?
No, don't. If you're going to do it.
He said, well, give me the fucking thing. I'll turn it off.
That's right. I did. Well, I was about, didn't I say that?
You did.
Yeah, I said, give me the fucking thing. I'll turn it off. And she said, And while I'm trying to work out how to turn it off, I pressed the thing and there the bar came up and I slid it across.
He
and
was
so turned.
Proud of himself.
I was proud of myself. And she said, how did you do that? This is while the tennis
is on. While the tennis is on.
While the tennis is on. And I said, well, I followed the instructions on the phone, Dahl. It said slide across here. I said, how long have you had the phone? This is a conversation going on while Federer and Djokovic are slogging it out.
Which is worse than the ringing, by the way. The whole conversation
yes.
Yeah, well, only because I said, Christ, don't tell me you don't know how to turn your phone off. So she was very accepting of that and she said, thank you. And I said, it's a pleasure. And we got on very well.
Did you take her home?
Oh, Michael.
No. Oh. I'd already ridden Rod Law in on the back of his scooter. I'd driven him in because I got a license and we had two helmets on. I drove him home. Other than that, I probably wouldn't have taken her or asked her what she was doing after, because any woman that or any person that can't turn her mobile or his or their mobile phone off, I wouldn't want to go out with.
Did Djokovic or
Federer
have anything to say about this? They just kept playing, did they?
Well, it was a hushed, it was a sort of a loudish whispered conversation, and the people around who were that shit scared to actually say anything to her, I was the poor bunny that said, hey, turn the fucker off, Dahl, why don't you?
God, your language.
Oh, well, you got to be there, Don.
Well, yeah.
Three times it went.
Anyway, Mick, how's your toilet working? You still flushing it with a plunger?
Holy shit, Don.
Well, the word out around Sorrento or Middle Park is you're having problems with the toilet. Your toilet.
Don,
you can't fix the toilet and you're using a plunger to get rid of everything.
You're on a completely different planet, you know that?
You are, he is.
No, I've hit a nail on the head here, Mickey.
What?
You know.
How's this, Sammy? We're just having a general conversation about the tennis and a bloke's just... So anyway, Mick, how's your toilet working?
What... Well, I'll go on with it. How is it? Why is it? You had trouble just evacuating your bowels?
No, I haven't. Thank you, John.
Well, I know you've evacuated your bowels.
Can
you evacuate
the effluent? For weeks.
Have you been able to get rid of the waste?
Well, yes.
Well, I can, yes.
What, with a plunger?
No, I press the button.
And it doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
It's like your TV down at Sorrento and the electrical lights. You sat there in the dark for a whole weekend.
The electrical lights.
Work your TV.
The electrical lights.
You are. That'd be you are incapable.
I can't
manually,
work.
You are hopeless.
I agree.
Oh, what? You agree with me?
I do.
Do you think this is why your coffees go no further?
What is it? Is this Bettina Arndt, is it?
I'm telling you.
How's Bettina travelling, do you reckon? Now, before that, now I've got something for you.
Good. Thank I you. Hope so. Thank I hope you've brought inquiry, something to this.
Donald.
Have you brought anything up yet, Don? Nothing.
I want you to put February 23 in your diary.
Only I'm asking why before I do.
Because the Australian Dream is on and you're the anti-hero again.
The Australian Dream?
Yeah, it's what the, is Adam, that? The Adam Goods movie.
Yes.
With you featuring on the blurbs.
Yes.
Black-faced.
So I'm not black-faced. Oh, with Nicky Winmar. Mm. Yeah. So what do you want me to put well, that
there'll
in
be,
for?
There'll be more. Well, yeah, I want you to watch it and then we can talk about it.
I've watched it, haven't I?
No, I don't think this is the... this is the Adam Goods... There's been an Adam Goods one where they just showed all the clips.
Where I said that I don't know why he's surprised at people booing him the way he plays. Nothing to do with racism if you're going to annoy people by the way you play.
But you're on this movie with the blackened face, so therefore...
I'm a racist.
Well, I mean...
It's almost a term of endearment. Yeah, go on. So I'm a racist because I painted
my face.
Well,
I just want you to watch it.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau, who's the Prime Minister of Canada, he painted his face black, is still the Prime Minister. Ralph Northam.
Jeff Slattery
just walked in.
Well,
he's been doing his shopping.
Ralph Northam, who's the Mayor of Virginia, he's not only dressed up in a clown outfit, but he's done blackface and he's still the Mayor of Virginia.
All I said to you was... Put it in your diary and watch it.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's probably very good. I don't know what's it about to show how marginalised Adam was.
Yes. Is it? And the other one I wanted to ask you, because this hasn't gone anywhere, you and Billy are bringing the footy show back of the Herald Sun Blurb show the other day.
I know we haven't arranged this. I'm very glad you brought that up. I was asked to do which I do quite a number of them, a sports night with Bill Brownless down at some venue, like... I get asked quite a number of times to do them, and the person who has engaged us to do it has decided to just be a little apocryphal, not apocryphal, a little hyperbolic, and exaggerated a bit and say the footy show is back.
Mm.
That's his way of advertising that Bill and I are at the sports night.
Who did that?
It doesn't matter who it is, the promoter. Yeah. So,
well, the Herald Sun have said that they put that on their blurbs.
Well, that I spoke to the man, the promoter, and... He has been very successful in getting it...
mischievous too.
Very successful in getting it advertised. And I said, I did say to him, I said, I don't think that's a very wise thing to do because it's not the footy show.
No.
And the footy show is owned by Channel. Now, I've had that discussion with him and he said, I'm sorry, I'll withdraw that or make sure. It's just, I'm just at a sports night with Bill Brownless and that's I've done a number of them.
What about the Lord Mayor's situation? Are you standing or running?
Thank you again. A man rang me up and said, are you going to run for the Lord Mayor again? Because the nominations are coming up. I said, he said, would you like to? I said, well, at some stage I might like to. I said, Sally Capp, who we've had on this.
And we like Sally Capp.
I said, she's doing a very good job. And I said, she's... Seems to embrace some of the things, not because of me, but seems to embrace some of the things I was on about law and order and homelessness and graffiti and all that sort of stuff. And the port of Melbourne here where the cruise ships come in. And so the extravagant headline, not dishonest, but the extravagant headline is Sam... likes Sally but doesn't rule out a run, which is fair enough.
That's not extravagant. That's actually exactly what you just said.
I said that, Mick. Please.
Didn't you say it was extravagant?
It looks as though I'm thinking of running. I didn't say that. He said, would you run again? I said, well, I might, but not this time because I just said she's doing a good job. Read it out.
Former Lord Mayoral aspirant Sam Newman praises incumbent Sally Capp but doesn't rule out a town hall run. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, that means that I might having a town hall run this election cycle. I said...
Well, you
want
to wait until you get older?
I might.
And you want until you're 90?
Well, I notice the successful Democrat nominee for the presidency is Bernie Sanders, and he's 78. And by the time the election comes around, he'll be 79. And when he's elected president of the United States, he'll be 84 in his first term. So that hasn't worried them.
No. Okay.
So I did say that it looked as though I hadn't ruled out running this time. I hadn't ruled out running at all.
Would you be interested?
But I did say, that we thought, did I not
say? No, you gave Sally a big rap.
Because we think she's good.
We do.
Okay. So why would you run?
No idea.
It's only if you don't think people are good.
Okay.
So hey, thanks for trying to say thanks for about the footy show coming back and the running for Lord Mayor. Don't
well,
have you got? Yep.
Yeah. Well. Okay. What do you? What else?
Now what?
Well, I've got. Have you guys across big companies in Australia not paying tax?
Yep.
You are.
Yep.
Like Exxon.
Yeah.
Like how Google, they can take
Amazon and all those companies.
Yeah. Yep.
What's that? Airways, Branson's airline, Tiger, and
Virgin.
Virgin.
Yeah.
They're run at a profit, at a loss.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I reckon that's a disgrace. Why doesn't the Australian government do something?
Because they only act within the law, Donald. If you don't like the law, change it. But
you change the law, John. Exxon, $45 billion over 5 years turnover.
In Australia?
In Australia.
And where's that? Are you sure about that?
I'm sure.
Exxon turned over $45 billion.
Not in Australia, Donald. They're not in Australia, Exxon, are they?
I think that's gas and petroleum.
I think there might be some other sort of gas coming on there.
No, they are into gas up the north.
Right. So they rigged something. I know there's a loophole in the law. What is it, the computer people, Microsoft or...
Yeah, Google.
Google or whatever Facebook. Else, bringing stuff in. Higher wholesale price,
yes.
And consequently they don't make a profit in Australia.
You
it
make a
wrong.
Very good point, Don, but they act within the laws, like Kerry Packer said. Kerry Packer said, you don't pay a lot of tax.
But this
he said,
hasn't,
I pay tax that I'm legally obliged to, and I will not give them any more money if you look at the people
over
who spend
it. In the Bahamas. He had his thing in the Bahamas. But shouldn't a government be looking at this? This has been going on for years.
Happens around the world, Donald.
But it's happening in Australia. I'm not worried about the rest of the world. I'm worried about Australia.
I see. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're patriotic.
Yeah, and I agree. But there shouldn't be tax havens, should there? Should you be allowed to go to the Canary Islands and just sort of say we won't pay any tax?
Well, Mick, if you act within the law, if you don't like the law, get someone in to change it.
You become Lord
that's
Mayor.
That's what Donald Trump, they had a go at Donald Trump about his... Hang on, they had a go at Donald... Well, Mick, they said he... had some universities and had some other things and they went bankrupt and he got out of it by, he just followed the law. That's what people do. And they get abused for it. And I don't disagree with you, Donald, but if you don't like it, change it.
What about the Nike shoes? Are you across those?
Nike?
Nike shoes.
Oh, Nike.
Nike shoes.
I would have called them Nike. There you
They've
are.
They've put a shoe out
mm-hmm.
that is, oh, I don't know, it's wafered rubber or whatever yes. else, that allows you to run quicker because it gives you more elevation.
Spring.
Steve Monaghetti apparently has used them and his kilometre time has come down by 2 seconds.
In a marathon?
Two seconds in a marathon? A kilometre.
Oh,
but the fellow that holds the world record is using them. And there's an unfair advantage because he's got a contract with Nike. No one else can use the shoes because they haven't got a contract. You can only use these shoes 3 times and they're of no value after 3 times.
Okay.
So you can use them in a race. They give you extra elevation. Now, there's a decided advantage in the marathon coming up in the Olympic Games.
Why only the marathon? Why aren't they an advantage in the 100 metres?
Well, the other shoes have got spikes on, I suppose.
You'd spring over the finish line into the crowd if it was 100 metres. Mick, you just hurtled into the crowd. You've got that much momentum going. Look out, here he comes. He's run the 100 metres in 9 seconds and he's... Bang, he's catapulted himself.
He's won the pole vault.
Now, Donald, you make a extraordinarily good point.
Thank you, Johnny.
Do you know a golf shoe manufacturer? I don't think it was
Nike.
I don't think it was FootJoy, but they bought out a fact. They brought out. sorry, Mick. I'm sorry. I do that all the time. It's a mental block I've got. They manufactured a golf shoe that had the wedge on the heel higher than the instep as it was on the outside, so that you didn't roll your feet when you took the backswing. And they said the golfing regulations or the golfing guru said you cannot use golf shoes that are built up on one side to stop you swaying, and they disallowed them to be used in competition.
Is that in the rules of golf, is it?
That is.
They or have they added it to the rules of golf?
They said you cannot have a shoe that gives you an unfair advantage just because you sway or roll onto your feet, and they said they banned people from using them. So that's the golf people.
So
And in the horse.
What's that? Well, they don't. There's none manufactured, because then why would you manufacture them if you can't sell them? Well, how would you sew? Well, so if you walk to the first tee and a bloke's got built-up heels on one side and short on the other side, you'd look at him and you say, they're built up on one side and short on the other side. So they just don't make them.
Would that mean anything to you if you saw a bloke with that heel on?
It wouldn't mean anything to me. But they just don't manufacture them because they're illegal to play golf in. So why manufacture them?
Well, they obviously did if someone was wearing them.
Because the rule hadn't been judged on whether they were legal or not, and the golf people said they're not legal and they're banned. So why would you make them?
Do you think that offset stirrups should be banned too?
What's that?
Offset stirrups. Do you think they should be banned as well?
Offset
stirrups.
That you put on your legs?
No. Stirrups are things you put on the saddle. You put your legs through and you ride a horse with them. They're offset and they've got wider tread. Do you think they should be banned? You can pick your choice.
You don't even know what a stirrup is.
What?
You know, the things you put your feet in.
I know stirrups. Women put their feet in stirrups when they're having child.
Correct.
Childbirth.
And some
of them. They offset? Some of them are offset.
Offset?
Yeah, what about the ring bit in the bridle? Is they offset?
Yeah.
So, Don, have you got offset stirrups on your horses that you tamp around with down there? What do you do with the horses down there of a night? Go down and chat to them and have a sherry and look at them and speak into their ears and stroke them and pat them? What do you do down there, you stupid man?
Is that inside or outside the house?
Not like David...
Don't tell you David Parkinson.
No, not David Parkinson. Cloak. Remember he had his horse. We went out to film. What's his name? Travis.
Yeah.
We went out to film Travis and his wife out there. They had a horse in the living room.
I was having dinner with them.
It was eaten out of a bucket. Chaff. It was going. And he said, "Do you want any more chaff?" And the horse went. Yeah, like Mr. Ed. Yeah, horse is a horse, of course.
What have you done, Don?
And he had turtles in there, terrapins, rabbits, hares. He did, in his living room. He's at one with nature.
Well, this is
in
a
fact,
funny.
He had bird funny. Flu and cow flu and mad cow disease and swine fever and pig flu all in the one
this
house.
Is Travis.
Yeah, they had to demolish the house. They burnt it. They raised it to the ground just so it wouldn't be contaminated.
That's a stupid word. How can you raise something to the ground?
I know. It's the English language is fraught with anomalies.
For those who
I bought this up originally.
I know it's raised with a Z. I understand that.
I tell you who didn't understand that. RoboCop here.
Didn't he?
Yeah, I drove through Brighton the other day, boys. Isn't that a travesty what they've done in Brighton? I've never been to Brighton before in my life.
In Melbourne?
In Brighton.
You've
in Melbourne.
Never been to Brighton in your life?
I have never been there. I found there they had a town hall. Well, you grow up in certain areas.
Speak into the microphone, will you?
Yeah. You grow up in
You've never been to Brighton.
I've never been. I didn't know they had a town hall.
1.5 k's from the CBD.
Exactly.
Hey, listen to this. Yes. What did you say then, Don? You didn't know they had a
town hall?
Oh, my word. Haven't they kicked on? A mechanics institute? Did they have a mechanics institute?
I don't know. I didn't get around. But
public
what
toilets?
Please, will you let me finish?
Electrical lights?
They've ruined Brighton.
Oh, I have that. Well, they've taken the beach away, have they?
They've demolished a lot of homes. There's some beautiful old homes there.
No, that is
very
true.
Historic.
That is true.
They've got these modern edifices there that are just horrible. And it has taken the character. There's still some parts.
If you've never been to Brighton before, how do you know what they've changed?
Because I drove around. I could see modern against new, Mick. It's not.
Why were you in Brighton? Just sniffing around?
No, I dropped Annecy Lyon off home.
Who?
Annecy Lyon, Ross Lyon's daughter.
Annecy?
Annecy.
How do you spell that?
Annecy. Was it EY? But she's named after a town in France. It's a very beautiful town in France. And Kirsten, her mother...
Kirsten.
Fell in love with Annecy in France, and she named her...
And why were you with Ross Lyon's daughter, Annecy?
She comes down and rides one of my horses for me.
You've employed her?
No, not employed her. She comes down and she's very interested in horses.
Sammy, he's been to a remote part of Paris, France,
and
he hasn't been to Brighton.
That's it.
Wow.
No, Kirsten Lyon has been to
France, and she went to Annecy. My daughter also has been to Annecy, and apparently it's a very, very nice
Louise,
place.
Yeah.
Yes, Louise. Well,
so what?
Louise knew straight away when her name was announced,
yes,
Annecy.
Yes, of course. So why don't you ask Ross if he'd like to come on and chat to us on the podcast?
I have.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
I can't believe. When's he coming in?
Well, he was coming in last week, but he had to talk to his solicitors. So do you want me to ring him again?
No, didn't you say he said yes?
He said yes. He's going
to
come
What
on.
What do you have to talk to his solicitor about? Coming on here?
I don't know.
Is he working on Footy Classified?
Yes, he's working on Footy Classified. I think he's doing radio. What else would he be doing?
Sammy, your mate Ed's doing... Is he comparing both editions of Footy Classified?
Didn't we speak about this last week?
Well, I think someone suggested he might be doing both.
Yeah, there's going to be two episodes. Monday
and Wednesday.
I think so.
Wow.
I haven't spoken to him.
And he's staying on as he's standing for re-election at Collingwood?
Oh, no. You could knock me down with some plumage. Is he?
Well, apparently so. He wants to get to 60 years as the president of his favourite footy club.
So Craig Hutchison's not doing Footy Classified.
Well, I heard that. I thought Sam might know.
From Ed. I'm right up with it. Yeah, so I didn't know until you told me last week that Ed was doing the two footy shows. And is
no, I thought he was doing one, but apparently he may now be doing
Monday and
two.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
and they're doing one on not Thursday, and they're doing one on Sunday.
Sunday footy show.
So three footy shows on Nine. But,
yes, are you on any of them?
None.
No. Aren't you still in the employ of the Nine Network?
Yes, he is. We talked about it last week, Michael.
Yeah, we
might have some new
listeners. But you didn't break the news that you'd been re-engaged by Fox. We had to drag that out of you. Why wouldn't you nominate that on the forum here that we break news on?
Well, I thought I did.
No, you didn't.
We didn't. We had to pump it out of you.
Yeah, we had to pump it out of you.
Extract.
Okay.
We had to put up with you last year crying because you didn't know whether your contract was going to be renewed. So
that's pretty right. That's a bit of an exaggeration.
Built your ego up again. Now you're flying. You've forgotten us.
I think that's pretty accurate, although I don't think you're wet.
Can you go back to your normal suit? I liked you better over there.
Now, just on television, Andrew O'Keefe, I only say this again because we spoke about Andrew O'Keefe and they said they'd suspended the filming and... he said he was surprised at that, and Channel 7 apparently said there were other reasons why they weren't doing it. So I've got a feeling there's a bit of a standoff there between Andrew and Channel 7. I don't want to spread rumours.
Well, he was on the chase was on last night
because they've got 30 episodes in the can.
Why can't I hear you?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, that's better. Yeah,
you can't hear me. I'm sitting a metre away from you.
I've got.
Can you see me? Hello. Oh, look, I'll wave a hanky at you. You numbskull. What do you mean you can't hear me?
He didn't have his microphone jack in.
Jack.
What do you need it jack in for? I can see you and hear you. I haven't got any earphones.
Why don't you put them on?
Or headphones, Don? Have you had headphones?
My name was phone.
Well done, you come in beautifully, Don, you numbskull.
Hey, Sammy.
Yes.
Have you seen Parasite and don't no jokes about it?
No, I know, I haven't.
You haven't. Have you seen it, Donald?
What's it about?
Parasite. Won the best picture. Movie.
Picture. Picture.
Are they Grammys?
Cannes.
Oscars. At the Oscars. Did you know that? A South Korean film in subtitles, nothing wrong with that. But
there is.
I watched
one. A South Korean film in subtitles won the best picture.
In Hollywood.
It did. Oh, why?
Well, I watched one last week in subtitles and it's supposed to be getting rave reviews. How it's getting rave reviews, I don't know.
Have you seen its name?
Yeah, it's called Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler. And if they didn't have subtitles, I would not have understood what he was saying and talking about. What? What's English?
Uncut Gems.
It is not English. It is American slang. They talk like...
But it's not subtitles.
I had subtitles on to understand.
You've got to turn off the closed caption part of your television. Someone that we know that we sometimes
Who,
work
Rod
with,
Law?
Well, don't mention his name, Don. He doesn't like it being mentioned. What's wrong with you? Please, mate, just sometimes you're out of line.
Rod Law.
Oh, fuck. These people are sitting 1 foot away from each other and they're worried about hearing each other on the headphones. So I was told to watch Uncut Gems.
Did you watch it?
I did.
What did you think?
Shocking.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
No, hang on.
He told me it was a waste of time.
No, no, hang on. Rod said it was good, and that's the beauty of why we look at things.
What?
He thought it was good. I thought it was shit, but it wasn't in subtitles, Don.
Well, the Herald Sun gave it rave reviews.
But that's only one man's opinion. Or
four. They gave it 4.5 out of 5. Okay. I would have given it 1.
Well, I wouldn't have given it a lot.
It's subjective, Donald.
It is.
Yeah. But I did watch another one, Dolly Parton documentary. Have you seen that?
Hang on, no. Don's on to another one. Just a minute.
Dolly Parton documentary. Did you see it?
No.
Very interesting.
Why?
I think it left a lot of...
No, did she ever have breast augmentation?
That's a good one. You're left wondering about that. And well, why does she always come out with a wig? She's always dressed that no one's seen
her. She's bald.
Well, we don't know.
Like
you. She always comes out. And we don't know her husband. We know she got married, but he takes us.
So much for the doco not telling any of this.
Well, it is. It leaves it open to your imagination as to why. Oh. It's a very, very interesting documentary.
I saw the best. Now, I've never seen this footage ever before, so it's brand new. It is, because I'm a devotee of this person, and you would be too. It's called What's My Name, Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. Part 1 and part 2. They've just shown it. It was fantastic.
Is it ESPN?
No, it was on Fox. It was fantastic. Never seen any footage before. Him interviewed as a boy by Michael Parkinson when he was called Cassius Clay. His rise through people calling him. And I know you think you've seen it all, but it was fantastic. It was as good a documentary on sport as I've ever seen. What's My Name, Muhammad Ali.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Okay, I'll have a look too.
So right till the end when he lit the torch at the Olympics and was shaking.
And got burnt, didn't he?
And it
was
showed
that Atlanta?
Atlanta.
He threw his medal, his 1960 Rome gold medal.
Because he said, being interviewed, I think, by Parkinson or someone, he said, it's amazing. He said, I won a gold medal in 1960. He said, I wasn't allowed to eat in the restaurant with the rest of the team. I had to go and sit.
Is that right?
Yep, he said, and he was fantastic.
A bit of trivia. You ready? Who was the Australian boxer?
Tony Madigan.
Oh. Well, Don.
Well, it was a controversial decision.
It was.
Controversial.
You didn't ask that. You didn't
Well, I never got it out.
and keep it in. Now, Don.
Was it Tony Madigan?
Tony Madigan. Yeah. Controversial decision. Tony Madigan may have won the gold medal.
Now, Don, I can ask you.
Did you realise that?
Trivia question. I can name all the winners of the gold medals in the 1956 Olympics track and field.
Can you?
Okay.
Who won the 100 metres?
Which one? Bobby Morrow or Betty Cuthbert? Come on.
No, that's a good
question. Who was the Australian that came third?
Heck Hogan.
Well done.
Who won the 200 metres?
Bobby Morrow again.
Yes. Who won the 4x100 medal? What was one of the gold medal winners?
Well, that's a good one because
was
I think
the Roach, relay?
Yeah.
Kevin Gosper ran in it. Dumas was the high jumper.
Charlie Dumas. And how high did he jump?
6'10".
6'11¼". Okay,
you sure?
Absolutely.
You sure? Charlie. You
Charlie
sure about
Dumas
that?
Won the high jump in 1956.
I reckon
who did he beat?
6'11".
Not to put too fine a point on it, I reckon that's bullshit.
Okay, who did he beat?
Well, Mick, I'm sorry. I absolutely know for a fact that that's correct. So
and he jumped 7 feet.
He jumped 6'11".
In 1956.
6'11¼".
Who did he beat, John?
With the straddle. He beat Chilla-Porter.
And who's Chilla-Porter's son?
Frank Porter.
No, Frank Porter. He was a chief commissioner of bloody police in Victoria. The parliamentarian now. What's his name?
Yeah. Christian, isn't it?
Christian Porter. That's Chilla Porter's son.
Okay.
Can someone check that? Jack, can you check that, please?
Okay.
What height Charlie
Who Dumas? Won the shot put?
Parry O'Brien.
He did. Well done, Mick.
American.
And who won the pole vault?
Oh, good one.
The Reverend...
The Reverend, you're quite
Bob
right.
Bob Richards or something?
The Reverend...
was it Richards?
I've got a mental block. The Reverend Bob Richards?
Was Richards?
No, I was going to say Bob Beeman. He was the long jumper, wasn't he?
In Mexico.
The Reverend...
he jumped out of the stadium, Bob Beeman, in Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah.
I have to know all those people.
I think it was Bob Richards, I think.
No, it wasn't Richards, but it was the Reverend... Not Bob Morrow on the 100. I can't remember who the Reverend. Anyhow, so there we are. So,
do you reckon Dylan Buckley would have heard of any of those people?
Well,
Dylan Buckley?
Yeah.
Why would he have heard of any...
That was the point. The point that he's just a young lad. Of
on Dylan Buckley, what we should have done...
I apologise, 7 feet.
No, 6 foot, 11 and a quarter. Well, he didn't in the Olympics.
What we didn't do now...
First person to clear 7 feet.
Not in the Olympics, he didn't.
No, but he was the first person to clear
with
7 feet.
With the straddle.
Yeah.
What's the having to get your whole body at the one time over the bar as opposed to the Fosby flop?
The straddle was when you cross-legged one, wasn't it?
It was
you
when
throw
you
your
threw
left
one
leg up over
there as opposed to the Western
back.
Roll.
7 feet.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. Yeah. But
okay.
I tell you, just for the sake of exercise, this is 2 metres 45, which is 8 foot four. When you get home, mark 8 foot four or 2 metres 45 on the wall of your house.
Is that the current record?
That
is
the current record, 2 metres 45. Wow. And look at it and think how, no matter how you jump with those spongy shoes that Nike have just brought out, how you would jump that high is extraordinary.
Yeah,
it is.
You know, horses... used to be a well. They used to have a high jump in Australia, and in Cairns they jumped 8 foot four, 8 foot five in the high jump on a horse.
Horses. Did they ever?
It used to be the thing: long jump over a water jump and a high jump. And
8 foot four.
Did they do the Fosby
flop? On a horse.
That's. Did they do the pole vault ever? Did horses ever do the pole vault? Run in with their back hind legs and just in between their front legs, just get the pole and go.
Don't eat Coach Slattery, don't
laugh. We're all idiots, Sam. This bloke really? Over here.
Are you going to write a book? He's in here to find out whether you're going to do a book. Are you going to write a book, John? John,
yes,
autobiography. You going to do a book?
No. Is it an autobiography, Mick?
Well, if you write it yourself, it is.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, well, you're going to have a biography written on yourself.
Well, we're in discussion.
Yeah, okay. How far is the discussion down the track?
Well, it's been bubbling along for it's 8 or 9 years now. No, it's been we're chatting about it.
So are you open?
Well,
are
you going
where
to do
are you
it?
Leaning at the
I'm
moment.
Just. Do you know what I'm reticent about doing?
What?
Having to single out people I dislike or
bag
like you and Don, and wondering why would I put that in a book.
Well,
so someone said, I've met Mick Sheehan through the course of my history and Don, I played against him. Let me tell you about these two people and then I've got to be very careful what I say
but
about
you've
you.
You've met a lot of people, so you'd have to be very selective.
Very selective.
Why
what
have
would
you
say?
Got to mention people? It's
what would
about
you, what
you.
Would you say about,
why
say if someone
to, no, to Mick. Mick,
okay.
I want to find out if he's going to
okay.
do the book.
So let's say I don't mention people in
That's
my
right.
biography. Okay. So I grew up in Geelong. That is assuming you think...
No. Let's not be stupid.
I'm being stupid. Don, if you don't mention people, you don't have a story.
You can tell incidents and what's happened
okay,
in your
life.
Okay,
so if you
it's
have
been
incidents,
a very interesting
so if
life.
You say I punched someone at the Melbourne
we're
cricket
not talking about that rubbish.
So if you don't, if you mention incidents, you've got to mention people.
So if you someone said to you, well, you know Sam Kekovich well?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right, but if we don't mention people, how can we mention that?
So what would you say about Sam Kekovich?
No, just Don said you don't have to mention people.
No, he didn't mean... He
didn't he? Oh, no. Sorry, I heard him say that.
Well, he knows you've got to put some people in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be very interesting. You started at Geelong Grammar and how you were a day student.
Go and ask me that question.
Which one?
Sam Kekovich.
What would you say about Sam Kekovich?
Well, you'll have to read the book.
Ah! I think you'll do it. I think you've changed your mind. Yeah.
Here's a vaguely serious question.
Well, because the publisher's here and he's finding this tedious and he's still here, so he must think that...
I'm not sure that he finds it tedious.
He keeps shaking his head.
Well, because he can't believe some of the things you two say knows that if I wasn't here, that this would just degenerate into a free-for-all shit.
We agree on that. It's your show.
Now, listen.
Well, he did a terrific interview with Jess Pollard last week.
Jess Pollard. Her name's Ash. No,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Now,
Ash Pollard. It was good, that interview.
Was it? Oh, Mick. If I interview people, if you interviewed someone
boring,
on...
Boring, Mick. I was told it was absolutely boring.
If you
boring.
Interviewed someone on your own...
But she was bored.
If you interviewed...
Are you a good interviewer?
No, I think you're a shit-ass interviewer.
If you...
Do you think you're a good interviewer?
If you interviewed someone on your own on behalf of the team, that is Sam, Mike and Don, you would have my stamp of imprimatur, if that's a word. You would have my stamp of acquiescence to do it, because I know you'd be doing it on the basis that we are a team and I'm taking one for the team because the other two aren't available.
Boys.
Are you a good interviewer?
That's hardly for me to say, is it?
It's subjective.
That's quite right.
Now, you two boys wouldn't be aware of this, but seasons are changing. You living in Middle Park and you in your high rise, you wouldn't know what was going on there.
Yeah, they're different between Middle Park and Docklands.
You wouldn't know about the seasons changing.
What about Brighton?
It's summer. This is an extraordinary season.
It's summer in Middle Park when it's winter up in the Docklands. That's how much they're changing.
Well, the grass is green down at Murriduck and the wattles is out.
I came out in a T-shirt from Middle Park and got up here and I had frostbite. I had to wear a coat. What are you talking about, you stupid man?
Well, come down to Murriduck. The wattle is out, which should come in wintertime, and the grass is green. It's normally...
Well,
our seasons are really changing.
Because it's rained. It's been wet recently.
And we don't normally get rain.
Now,
that's
look,
what I'm trying to say. It's an extraordinary season.
Don't normally
You're
get
an extraordinary
rain.
Man, Donald. No.
Now, just before we... I'm fascinated by this, and you are too. I know this about ridiculous things we waste money on doing surveys about. And I'll just give you the latest one. But we've had ones on sounds. Someone's did a survey, paid to do a study on sounds you wake up to. That's how your day
is. We did that last week.
I'm just giving you an example of what I'm about to say. Then we did have the most obese people in Victoria in Melton.
Yes.
Then we did, once you get to 47.2 years, you're at your most unhappiest. That's someone did a survey on that. Pro-nappers means that people are saying we should, every workplace should have enforced nap period in the middle of the afternoon. So here's the latest survey they've done. Have you heard of a bloke called Rob Pattinson? Pattinson. Well, you wouldn't have. He's been voted the best looking man in the world. Rob Pattinson. He's been voted the best looking man in the world, and they've done it on mathematics. They've taken the height of his cheekbones, the width of his eyes, the cut of his jaw, and he is now officially the best-looking man in the world.
Have you got a photo of him?
Well, you have a look at him.
Well, someone Google it for me.
So my question is, who do you think a man speaking...
Are you jealous?
Who
is he? Oh, you're joking.
That's correct. Now, that's voted the best-looking man in the world. I know you can't see it, but that's it. But they've done it on a mathematical calculation about cheekbones, ears, the height of his width of his eyes, all that stuff. Mm. So I'm asking you, the reason I'm asking you, who do you think is a good-looking man, either that you know overseas or that you know personally? And present company excluded because we wouldn't rate. So who do you think, Mick? Do you think Robbo is? Mark Robinson?
Mark Robinson.
Or do you think Eddie is? Or Shane Crawford? Or Jeff Kennett? Or do you think... Who do you think? Don? Do you think Don's good? Do you think Don's good looking?
Do I? I thought you said present company excluded.
I did say that.
Would you be attracted or pass an opinion on another male?
I've
never looked at another male. I wouldn't even have an opinion.
Don, you can have an opinion. I think plenty of males look good. And
doesn't interest me at all.
Their looks attract me. Plenty of males looks, I think, are fantastic.
No, sorry, it doesn't.
You think it's homophobic or something?
Yeah.
You think it's homophobic to think a man looks good?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Don, you don't think that. Did you think Sean Connery looked good as James Bond?
It didn't even go through my mind.
Don't you ever see a man and say,
never.
Shit, that's a good looking bloke?
No.
Oh, what about Bruce Stevenson when you were playing with him at Hawthorn?
What? you're on drugs.
I thought you, before all your repair work, you used to take my fancy.
Who?
Well, what about after it?
No.
What, you don't think I look better now than before?
No, I liked you before.
What did you
your
like?
Your forehead's 4 inches higher than now than it used to be.
That's because I'm going bald.
You're not. You Botoxed it. You should be on Married
Robo,
at First
you've
Sight.
Had half your skull removed and you've had a mechanical brain put in the back of it.
Did you watch the ladies' football on the weekend?
I didn't, and not because I don't want to. In fact, I'm quite taken with the ladies' football, I think. There's nothing wrong with the ladies playing.
I watched it Friday night, Donald.
Yes, I watched.
Richmond and Carlton.
I watched 5 minutes, Mick.
Well, Don, you let me...
And
I
girl
think this
took
is serious. You cannot... Have an educated view about a topic if you give it 5 minutes.
Okay, Mick, in that 5 minutes, the girl, and I applauded her mark, and they mentioned she was a former volleyball player.
Yep.
She took a mark in the goal square for Richmond. She was full back, and it was a good mark. She kicked the ball along the ground for 5 metres, and I also watched it because Brianne Moody. I think Brianne's a Christian name. She has really improved as a player, as a ruckman. So I made those assumptions in the 5 minutes. So there was positives as well as negatives.
So you said you'd never watch it. You said it was boring and never take
off.
Well, I couldn't
believe it.
It's just paying lip service.
Just taking me back to primary school. When I played at primary school, we could kick two goals a game against another school, and it's no more. It's just a level above primary school football.
Oh, Don, that's nonsense. The marking. I was there Friday night and I watched it all, and I watched a bit over the weekend. The marking is much better. The girls are good marks. The kicking's not great. The hand passing isn't great. The intensity of the ball's fantastic.
They've got no fear. I agree the fear factor, but they're so naive. That is why it's why they're so hard at the ball. They do not know that they will get hurt. There's no protection.
No, they're not anatomically built for, I don't think.
Is that right,
John,
doctor?
They haven't grown up with football.
I don't think they're anatomically built for the rigours and traumas of tough competition head on, like men are. Is that reasonable?
Well, based on what?
Based on the fact they do have a lot of knee and...
They do, that's, yeah, there is a large...
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm not. This is not a criticism. In fact, this is a backhanded compliment to them that against their better judgment, they do it.
Mm.
So can I just...
Knee injuries is a concern. There's no doubt about
that. That's what I said. Anatomically, they're not built
But I can't... What I can't... Without belabouring this point, there was a girl called Kate Sheehan played
Your
football.
Daughter.
Yeah, her.
There was well done, Don. Good
she
get.
Came on she, for 5 minutes
she played, and didn't knee. She played tennis for years, right? Played on hard courts, all sorts of tennis surfaces, no problems. She played... 5 minutes of a football game and did her knee. Now, on a grass surface, I can't understand. I can't quite equate that so many people, all these kids that are playing football now have come from other sports and they've been elite performers in other sports and they get through that and yet they can't play footy.
I think you're just saying what I just said.
Johnny.
Now, before we... Have you heard... This is the final thing for me anyhow. Have you heard of PETA? P-E-T-A. I should know what...
Don just asked me who that was.
If that is not Robo... I'm posting that. If that doesn't look like RoboCop...
That's you, Donald.
Yeah, that's RoboCop.
Could I mention...
Have you heard of Peter? No, tell me this.
I was going to mention Kathy from Red Hill.
Just a minute, Don. You're welcome to, but just Peter. Have you heard of Peter?
Yeah, Peter what? Who? Peter who?
Rabbit.
It's an acronym for an animal rights... organisation, PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment. Thank
He's
you
good,
very
he?
Much.
He's good, the bloke.
That's what it means. So the spokesman, now listen to this, the spokesman said, she's offended, Peter is offended by calling your pets, pets. She said it implies that they are a possession of yours, calling them a pet, and they should be called a companion, and that you shouldn't call your pets, you be
why,
the owners.
Why do you waste time on this?
Because this is the stuff that these people jump up and down with jump up and down with and protest about in the streets.
Does anyone logically think...
So when you can't get through in a traffic jam, you have people like Peter saying that you shouldn't be called an owner of a pet because that shows you possess it, and you shouldn't call it a pet, you should call it a companion. Now, and we put up with this stuff.
Okay. Hey,
finally...
Can I just apologise?
This is it, Don.
Kathy from Red Hill, she lives in also South Yarra Rochester. Sorry, Kathy, I couldn't bring up your points. They were very relevant, what you said through the week. So I'll bring them up next
week. Right, we'll save. I'll go back, Donald, to something we spoke about before, and I'm not sure you were here. The Ashes bat, and this is when we talked last night about David Warner winning the Border Medal, right? In the Ashes, which is like in your footy... comparison would be finals. David Warner averaged 9.5.
Shocking.
Stephen Smith averaged 137.4.
Okay.
Well, that's just...
Well, look, Don...
No comment on that.
Of course I have, Mick. I've commented on it and I agree 100% with you. It's extraordinary. I don't know why they did it and I can't offer any explanation. Are you finished, Don? Right, so...
Oh, thanks, Don, for answering that.
What did you say? I'll answer it. Say it again.
No, you answered it for me.
Say it again.
No, you answered it.
What
Let's wind it up.
No.
You're going to go with stats and write your book.
I'm going to take maybe this person or she can go to this, she can go to this, to the Lobster Cave and have a celebration because the person that fires all this up every week is 60 today. I don't know if she wanted me to tell
she's
her.
She's 60.
She's 60. So she's we're going out bit. Instead of going out with the what are they called? The
Yeah.
What are they called? The
Daddy Cool.
Daddy Cool. We're going out with this.
Can you turn it up?
Oh, well, geez, you'd think Rod would have turned it
up. What, Rod?
Oh, that's oh, very original.
That fell flat.
Very good.
Well, we're trying to sing Happy Birthday.
Well, why couldn't you have sung it? You're a great singer.
Happy you could have done it. Around the streets late at night. I'm worried
Happy
because
birthday, Jack.
You ain't treating me right. Come
doesn't
back
look 60.
Again.
Come on,
I'm just crazy about you, babe.
If that doesn't look like RoboCop, if you have a look at the real one.
He didn't know who